Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The Death of Janis Joplin, Part 2. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town. Part two,
here we are.
Look at us.
We got our back room ready to move forward.
We've talked to a lot of people.
We have.
We ask a lot of questions.
Always.
We got some answers.
We're meddlers.
Yeah, we're a little bit. We're
nature.
Like, yeah.
Little Jew meddlers.
Yes, little Jew detectives.
What can you do for me?
Yeah. but it was, I think it was really interesting. People were, you know, the people at the Highland Gardens, formerly the Landmark Motor Hotel, were super cool, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And I don't want to put you on blast, but you were nervous. You were nervous.
I was absolutely nervous. I was like in like kind of producer mode in the sense is like I didn't want this to get shut down before we got what we wanted to get.
And I was like, how much booze should I bring in? Should we?
You're holding it like a baby.
Exactly, a party bus.
Yeah,
four dogs.
So you know, so for part two is we have a lot of interviews. We had you know, we've talked to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. The people at the hotel. It was tough getting because you know he was just like one guy, but. This isn't their first rodeo with people like us. We found out that Andy Dick had already done this.
Had already done a podcast in the room that we were doing a podcast in where Janis Joplin died.
Yeah. I mean, I really like Andy Dick. I was going to call him. We like call
Jason
him.
Has Andy Dick's number.
Yeah.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, this, you know, we spent money on this sucker.
Yeah, we did.
Right? Yeah, we spent money. So
our big budge.
Patreon.
All of our budget.
Yeah, yeah. But beyond, we didn't even decide we had a budget.
Yeah, we went to the Rock and Roll Ralph's, picked up some waters.
Yep, went to Barney's Beanery, which we're going to get into that. That's
absolutely.
We're going to get into that.
This is all of like the stuff that. Like, this is all the stuff. This is the experience of being there. This is the testimony. This is us trying to put ourselves in this specific place to experience the death of Janis Joplin.
It was a lot to take in the short time. I mean, we were there probably like 12, 13, 14 hours, you know what I mean? Did you stay over?
No.
Okay.
After hearing the testimony, which you guys will get at the end of this, of the security guard, no one would stay
over. Okay. The security guard testimony is I wasn't there. I left.
Mm-mm. Jason left. I had gone to Buffalo Wild Wings for two people.
Which has nothing to do with Janis Joplin.
Nothing at all. And so don't get that twisted. That was about Rebecca Lieb.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
in the death of Rebecca Lieb.
So when the people do that podcast, they're going to be doing it from there.
Exactly. And then they'll be going to the room, the Janis Joplin death room.
And then they're going to say is like, why are we doing something about somebody who just like did a podcast and like. Did a stand-up comedy about Tinder. Like, why are we doing the whole thing?
Yeah.
Is that important to society?
So you know it's important. You just don't know why yet.
Yeah. So we have... so you go to, you know, patreon.com/ghosttownpod if you want... Because we want to do... We want to go to more places and record from there, which I think... I felt a little bit different when we were recording
it's
there.
It's a different vibe. I mean...
Totally different vibe.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
We don't know what will transpire.
It ended up being a pretty packed party with live music. We were celebrating the music of Janis Joplin. We threw some pictures up on Instagram, which is Ghost Town Pod,
and
Facebook, Twitter. Yeah,
oh, there'll be more.
There'll be more. There's going to be some bonus stuff. There's so much footage. There's video of the medium, which will be part three. So hold on. But I think maybe for the Patreon people, I'm going to try to get the video up there early because I mean, hearing it is creepy. But also seeing it, like, we were like, you could just look at this. Sometimes the expression on our faces were like, what?
Yeah.
Happening?
I mean, we'll get into that next episode, but holy shit.
Yeah.
Like,
let's take them there. Like, okay, here's a little bit of us at Barney's Beanery where she allegedly or technically had her last meal, which might have been...
Which was a
screwdriver.
It was a screwdriver. I had one.
Yeah, because you didn't know what it. You didn't know.
I was like, "What does alcohol taste like?"
It's like you want to be. I want to be authentic.
Yeah.
And
we sat in the booth.
We sat in the booth that we believe might have been the booth she sat in because she etched her signature or her name above it.
Right,
so
above it.
Nobody could kind of corroborate that or not. So is as close as we could get. I got her favorite food, nachos. Again, I'll allegedly.
Crazy that's our favorite food, too. Yeah. It's kind of like fucking nuts.
She loved pretzel bites.
She loved pretzel bites. That's like calamari. Deep fried calamari. She also wanted extra sauce on the side. Like, we know that about her.
And she checked her iPhone.
All the time.
It was like an iPhone 1, though. Yeah. So it was a long time ago. So let's get into us at Barney's Beanery eating.
Hello.
We're at Barney's Beanery.
Barney's Beanery in West Hollywood, California.
Yeah. We think we're sitting at the table that Janis Joplin sat at.
We should be, because why would she sign her name above a table that she was not sitting at?
Yeah. Conspiracy, maybe? Maybe moving it around to get people to sit in different spots?
Let us know your opinions on this.
And I guess this is the place that she had her last meal.
Yeah. What do you think she had?
Probably kale.
Yeah. Do you think she had what we're having, which is three different app choices?
Yeah.
Sensible water.
Yeah. We don't have any personalities, so we just order appetizers.
Yeah.
We can't settle down on like a meal to define us.
No. I can't commit to that. Yeah. So here we are.
We're here.
But I assume it looks pretty similar to when she was here.
You know, it's. I mean, there's a lot of like history of like the doors used to hang out here.
Yeah. When I first moved to LA 10 years ago, who's counting? It was a really like bro-y, it's interesting that went from like being this kind of like contrarian 60s, 70s music hangout to like pop collar,
right?
You know,
fratty.
Big Ten, USC shit. And from the looks of it now, the lunch crowd is pretty rowdy.
We keep asking to shut off the 17,000 TVs playing
and
sports.
And turn off the Coors Lights lamps.
Yeah.
I don't know why I asked that, but I did.
Yeah. I'm probably going to take a walk around in here. But yeah, so we're here.
Uh-huh.
We're sitting, Rebecca's sitting directly under her name that she signed right there with the two arrows. We'll post pictures on the Instagram.
We'll post some pics.
And almost the whole of October is dedicated to Janis Joplin. Yeah.
And here we are, we're doing
it. Maybe somebody will dedicate a whole month to us.
Yeah.
Will we ever do anything important enough for that to happen?
We are right now.
So that's, you know, where we started this journey, even before we got to the hotel, kind of not knowing what it was going to be like.
No idea.
And we got a little tired.
We did. We got tie-tie.
We got very tie-tie.
No, we did.
From eating three app apps. Yeah.
It was a big day.
It was a big day, and it was only like 12:15.
It was a big day for us.
And I was like, we have to actually do this thing.
We have to park.
Yeah, we have to park.
You know?
Get in there.
Like, give us a break.
But we spoke to some people, and because there were some, you know, people that showed up that didn't realize, I think.
Yeah.
They didn't really get...
We advertised the event as being like the last days of Janis Joplin.
But
it didn't say anything else besides that. And people, it's interesting, as the room started to fill up with partygoers, people felt kind of weird about it. People had a weird vibe about it. They kind of got the whole history.
I took a shower before. I didn't need a shower, but for some reason I felt like, not dirty or gross, I just felt like really overwhelmed. Now, was it the three apps?
Maybe. Who's to say?
Everybody probably to say that science, I guess, is to say that. But yeah, I just felt like I couldn't, like I was like kind of crawling out of my skin a little bit.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, I think people felt weird. I wish I felt anything.
Blindsided. I think people were a little blindsided, but excited.
So our first performer, Becky Poole, who you should follow her at Becky R. Poole. She's amazing.
She played a saw.
Becky D. Poole.
Yeah.
Sorry. She played a saw. She has these series of death ballads. Like, she's super talented.
From the perspective of, like, a
feminist perspective. A lot of the victim perspective. She's incredible.
She had, like, a mini band with her.
Yeah, she had a little band with her. Yeah. It was awesome. But someone that came with her, like, they came in and they were, like, overwhelmed. Do you remember? She was, like, about to cry.
Yeah.
It was very intense. Do you want a Mountain Dew or like what?
Yeah.
Like what can I help you with?
Is that? But that's always your thing. Is like, how about a Mountain Dew?
Yeah. Well, we all need our uppers.
Yeah.
You
feeling so great? Are you feeling weird? What are you feeling?
No, I just feel like I feel weird. I just feel crazy. I feel like overwhelmed with feelings. All kind, just energy. I feel overwhelmed with energy.
Yeah.
Good? Remains to be seen?
It's not bad. It's not like a get out of here. It's just like intense. Like I feel like...
You're going to cry.
Oh no, it just feels crazy. It,
yeah, I feel a lot of goosebumps.
Yeah. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
How?
My friends all have Porsches. I must make amends. I worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
Becky Poole and Cassandra Violet. They both played Cassie, my friend. She's at Cassandra_Violet, CassandraViolet.com. She plays all over LA.
She played your haunted show.
She does. She is my in-house band.
Yeah. She's really good.
Champion whistler, too. Yeah, yeah. If you like whistling, you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, she can whistle.
She can whistle. Yeah. And that was really fun. And it was like a great collective, like, it was very fun and
positive.
I mean, you
really brought the people come out for you. You know what I mean? They come out.
How could they not? Look at me.
People are like, I can't. It's a podcast.
Yeah.
But if you watch the video on our YouTube channel, in the Patreon probably right now, I think, of the medium part, you can see some Rebecca.
Yeah. Teaser.
All the best angles, Rebecca. I got you.
I hope. Because the picture we took, I'm always just like, I hate pictures of myself. I'm always like, lose some goddamn weight. And it's like, you're socialized. I go down a whole wormhole. Oh. So I don't look like my pictures. I'm much hotter. Just know that.
You dressed. It was Halloween.
I was in a skin suit.
you were in like fledgling stand up comedian podcaster outfit.
Baggy cat's shirt and jeans.
Yeah,
I would never wear that. but we also got to talk to my mother.
Which was fun.
Yeah.
And your mom met Janis Joplin.
She met her. You want to hear it?
I think it was interesting. Is your dad
called bullshit?
Yeah. So we had to get through that. It was a tiny bit of red tape we had to get through.
Yeah, but I was like, yeah, she's met everybody. I was like, what?
Yeah. But you know what? I don't know. Like, it sounded pretty legit.
Also, why would my mom lie? Like, I don't, like, she doesn't give a fuck. She just likes to be on her iPad, chilling out.
Just to kind of set this up a little bit, during this interview, this audio clip, she is taking a bath. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that does anything for anybody.
Imping out my mom.
I'm trying to get ratings.
I want to emphasize that my mom does not give a fuck.
Yeah.
She knew people, like essentially a stranger was on the line. She was like, I'm taking a bath.
Yeah.
She was naked talking to her daughter and a stranger.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Yeah. Which is, you know, how some, you know, things start.
Yeah. Pretty Joplin-esque, I think.
Yeah. She would have liked it. So let's listen to Rebecca's mom in the bath talking about how she met Janis Joplin.
Hello?
Sam. Hello?
Mom?
I'm here.
Yeah, Dad said maybe you didn't see Janis Joplin.
No, I did, for sure. I don't know where he got that.
Okay.
She told me she was.
Yeah, well, tell us this. I'm here with my co-host, Jason. We're recording you.
Hi.
but yeah, tell us the story. We're in the room that she died right now.
Oh, well. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to
tell? Tell me the story. Tell me the story.
Oh, okay. Well, pretty short, so
that's okay.
Don't get too excited.
Stretch it out. Embellish.
Dad calls bullshit on it, so you can talk about theories. We can talk about conspiracy theories.
I was 15 years old. My family had just moved to Des Moines, Iowa. I was going to start my junior year of high school in Des Moines, Iowa. So you can imagine how happy I was to leave all my friends.
In where?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Where were you coming from?
I was coming from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So anyway, we get to Des Moines, and our apartment that we were supposed to move into wasn't ready yet. So we had to stay in a hotel until it was ready. And, you know, this was, I'm almost embarrassed to tell you, but this was 50 years ago.
Oh, so, hey.
Yeah. And I think one of the nicest hotels at that time in downtown Des Moines was like a Holiday Inn kind of thing. So here I was, really depressed, 15 years old, not knowing a soul in town, and, you know, middle of the summer, it was like, you know, bummer for me. Anyway, I'm staying at this hotel, I get in the elevator, and who is standing in the elevator but Janis Joplin?
What'd she look like?
She looked like, exactly, you know.
You can't mistake Janis Joplin.
I know, but
right?
I want to know, like, something you remember about her distinctly?
You can't mistake her voice either.
Yeah.
And I said to her, oh my God, are you Janis Joplin? She goes, yep. And I just was like dumbfounded in my two floors up ride on the elevator. And I, you know, that was it with my encounter with her. I get off the elevator, and then I go to my room, and sure enough, on the news, you know, Janis Joplin's in town for a concert.
Terrified.
Like, oh my God. I was just on the elevator with Janis Joplin.
Whoa.
Were you a fan of hers at the time, or would
I liked her. Sure, I was like, I mean, I want to keep it clean, but I was like, holy shit.
Like, you should keep it clean for this podcast.
I had nobody to tell. The worst part was I had nobody to tell because, you know, my parents didn't know who Janis Joplin was, and there were no cell phones at that time, 50 years ago.
We don't want to think about that. We don't want to think about a time before cell phones.
It was like I had nobody to tell. I couldn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
So, you had to wait this long, I guess, to really...
Yeah, finally your story's heard.
I know.
did anyone not believe you, or did mm-hmm. would,
no? Everyone believed me.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Were your friends excited when you
make
told
it
them?
Up? If I was gonna make it embellish, I mean, I would have picked maybe
the Beatles.
Did you just stand awkwardly?
You know, for me, it would have been like Cat Stevens or something.
Yeah,
but
my mom's a big Cat Stevens fan.
Yeah, no.
Wait, did you just stand awkwardly in the elevator for the?
Yeah, like, well, it was like honestly, you know. 2 seconds, I was going up two floors.
Mm-hmm.
She was probably going to the, you know, top floor or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I was going to my meager room on the, you know, third floor.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it was like seconds. And, you know, I was like dumbfounded, like, whoa.
Yeah.
And
were you excited to be in Des Moines then? At that point, you're like, welcome
no,
to
I mean, I
Des Moines.
Still wasn't happy to be there, but at least I, you know, something exciting had happened there. Because I thought, you know, moving to Des Moines, Iowa was like,
you're like, no celebrities.
Like farmland. You know, I thought, what, you know, so, you know, I thought, well, at least something exciting happened. I was,
yeah.
You know.
Hey. We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
We're sitting here,
okay.
The room.
That's all I got. That's it.
That's
not too
sufficient.
Not too much. But
no, I love it.
It is, and you could probably verify my story because you could probably go back in archives and see when Janis Joplin played in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah, we have the best researchers on it right now.
Yeah, right. You know, so. But when I was thinking about it, it was like, wow, it was like 50 years ago.
Yeah. Oof.
A long time.
Yeah, I know. So. We were just at Barney's Beanery, too, where she hung out. Yeah.
Still there, huh?
Unfortunately.
On Sunset, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we are. Well, thank you, Mom.
Thank you very much.
Well, I wish it was more.
Well, we'll come back to you for a Cat Stevens story.
Yeah, definitely.
I do have a Cat Stevens story.
I'll take it. I love Cat Stevens.
Yeah. What's the story?
I do have one. It's not that I didn't. I went to his. I was in law school, and mm-hmm. I went to, and he came to, you know, to do a concert, and you know, I was a pretty good serious student at the time, and I go to the concert with all my law school friends, And I sat there and cried like a baby through the whole concert, screaming and crying. Everybody, nobody thought it was me. They thought it like somebody had gotten into my body and taken over because it was so out of character.
Yeah.
But that's my Cat Stevens.
Oh, I love
anyway.
It. I love it.
Anyway.
Very cool.
Well, I'll call you after all this goes down. We're having live music here later tonight. We had a medium in here earlier.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything?
Yeah. A lot of stuff. She felt a lot. Actually, she was from Green Bay, Mom.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh. Did she have any projections on the Packer game on Sunday?
She did not. but I didn't ask, so. Yeah, very interesting. Wow. Very interesting. You have little psychic visions sometimes, Mom.
I do, but nobody ever follows through on mine.
What do you mean?
I keep telling you what you should do, and you never do it.
I did. I reached out to Stephen Levitan on Twitter.
What?
I reached out.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
But I had others, too.
Yeah.
Books you should read, things like that.
The future's still unfolding.
Well,
let me know if you have more. Well, I'll call you tomorrow after all this is done. Have a nice bath.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm having a very nice bath.
Okay. Bye, Mom. I love you.
Bye. Love you.
I want to hear more about this bath.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it sounds legit to me. It's
Why would my mom lie in a bathtub?
Try to impress podcast listeners.
Yeah,
she's like, no, you know
she's
what?
Like, I'm gonna get famous.
Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna put this one in my mental bank because I'll need to impress somebody, some podcast listeners in the future.
Yeah, a couple thousand podcast listeners who will never meet me.
A couple thousand a day, not every day though.
Whoa!
Oh yeah, hold
slow
on.
Your roll.
Slow, yes. So that was.
Why not? I mean, again, it's if you're gonna make up a story, have it be like, you know, she hung out with her the whole night after meeting her. You're like, it's fine. I believe it.
Yeah. That's all we need.
Our one testimony. Yeah. Someone who actually
Janis Joplin does exist, and we know that for a fact based on the fact that your mom met her.
Bingo.
Now, what we tried to get an interview with the hotel clerk.
Yeah.
Obviously he wasn't there, but it was
doing his job.
We were like out there, like kind of like stalking him.
We were
with audio equipment
in and out, and like he was helping me. I was so annoyed.
Yeah. He was so nice though.
Yeah.
And, really did want to help some, you know, mm-hmm. he kind of talks, he knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Like he's doesn't have any, kind of qualms.
I mean,
about
he was very open. Everyone there was very open.
Super cool. There was no cops.
Nope.
Like, I told everyone before the live concert, no stage diving, no cops. Mm-hmm. My only two rules.
That's Jason's...
I live by that.
He has two rules, only two.
Yeah, and I live by that code.
Don't cross him on those rules.
Yeah, do not.
No
unless,
cops.
Unless you're super hot or super cool, influential, then you can break both.
That's the third rule.
Yeah, that's the third rule. If you're hot, cool, influential, or you smoke, like, cool cigarettes, then, like, I'm in.
What do we do? We're piling on rules
here.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we're going to talk to a hotel clerk who obviously wasn't around then.
He wasn't around, but he was like, you have to talk to the night guard.
Yeah. So let's listen to
I have to say too. So Jason had left because he's a normal human being. I was there after BW3s.
Yeah.
And I was stuffed full of wild wings, ready to listen.
What'd you have? Just out of curiosity. It's just for me.
Oh, vodka sodas and Buffalo Wild Wings.
Did you just, you had wings?
Some fries.
Oh, you had some fries. Okay.
I had some fries too.
I wonder if you had what side you had.
That whole day was a really good eating day for me.
And then we had some doms or nose in the middle.
Yeah, we did. Oh my God, that was, I can't eat like that. That's why I hate myself in pictures.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. Less about my body image and more about Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
Andy Dick was already, he already did a podcast here on Janis Joplin.
I think so, yes.
Yes, yeah.
What other types of people, like, come in and want to stay in the room?
Well, we got one of Janice's friends from back in the day. He comes and stays for a month around the time of her death.
Which is probably next month.
Yeah.
I think, yes. And he comes every year for the past, I don't know, since 1972, and I think she passed away. And he gets the room for about a month. But anybody who wants to come inside the room, he'll let them go in there. And but we also have people that we found Ouija boards in there.
People just leave them there?
They just leave them there, yeah.
You probably don't want to deal with it once it's done.
Yeah. So I guess there are seances that are held there.
We're not into that.
Yeah, that's we're not seancing. Chicken shit for that.
No. You wouldn't believe the number of bottles of Southern Comfort we find in that room.
Is there any other like celebrity types come? Like, have you like known of any other like kind of celebrities to kind of like?
Aside from Andy Dick.
I mean, I see a lot of people. Yeah. I don't know if you've come across any or heard any stories or anything kind of just, you know, about the hotel in general.
No, but the guy who comes in after me, he's a security guy.
Yeah.
He has footage of like what he thinks is her ghost traveling through the.
When do you leave?
He gets here at 11 o'clock.
Okay. All right.
He takes over so he gets to see all of the after hours stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
And
oh my God.
He swears by.
Does it get pretty rowdy here? I mean, it's Hollywood. I don't know.
This used to be a very a party hotel. Back in the day, but I'm not sure if that's the case now.
No, it's
like tourists
chill.
And stuff.
Mostly tourists and families. A lot of people come and go and don't even realize this is the hotel that Janice was in.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of people that travel from all over the world just to get the room, just to see.
So the rooms are probably always booked, right? Generally.
Not always booked, but it's always being requested.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Gotcha.
So we'll be like, all right.
Have you seen anything weird here?
Yeah.
I've never seen anything weird.
Gotcha.
Never felt any. Though, one of the housekeepers injured herself in the bathroom, cleaning the room, and so like she just does not go in that room anymore.
Whoa.
But I think that was just a sheer coincidence. I really don't.
For our purposes, it's
not at all.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, but definitely talk to Nick.
I will.
You can't miss him. He's a big guy. He loves to talk and tell stories about
it. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to talk to him.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So I stayed with Cassie, who was there with me eating wings. And we caught him, and I was not going to interview him. But he was like, hey, were you guys the ones that wanted to talk to me? He came to me.
I can't confirm if he actually is real or wasn't a ghost himself.
I don't think he was a ghost because I don't see ghosts and I want to. Right. So that wouldn't be right. But he was like, oh, I got stories. And he told us some crazy shit. He also took down my email to send me updates.
So hopefully if we can try to get his info, we can pressure him and we can put it on the Patreon or get it.
I was like, can I have this? I don't remember if I got it.
Well, here's the thing is, I have not heard this audio yet. I've been saving it for this. So we're going to listen to that audio.
Yeah.
And then we are going to
speak on it.
Speak on it.
Like a podcast does.
Yeah.
So you've seen things around the hotel. How long have you been working here?
A year and 8 months.
Okay. So, the desk clerk said that you had seen some things.
Yes. On camera, because I watched it multiple cameras, I see a lady dressed in that attire of the day, standing at the bottom of the stairs, looking down Franklin.
Uh-huh.
Seeing the same person standing in the middle of the lobby. That's the first one I ever saw here.
When you say, was she like opaque? Was she translucent? Like what?
On camera, it looks like a person, a normal person. It actually made me double do this bit.
But only on camera.
It only shows up on camera. The front door has open and closed, open and closed, open and closed, open and closed for about 20 minutes one night. Until I went, just go to bed. And then it stopped doing it. The more I talk about it, these lights will start to flicker right here. When I go into her room, I literally feel hands pushing me out.
Really?
Yeah. It was known she didn't like security.
Oh.
I am the actual guard on duty.
Yeah.
I always wear my badge when I'm on duty. So I place the tie. I won't actually, like, I show people the room. I'll stand outside the door like this, like, you're not coming in. I'm like, nope. I've had too many experiences with situations that are not of the explainable matters in my life to just, you know, let things slide. I caught on camera one time in the maid's laundry room. I don't know if it had to do with her or not. Dark hooded figure standing there for about 45 minutes in an all dark room casting a shadow in a locked room behind a locked room. It appeared out of nowhere, stood there, and disappeared into nowhere. And cast its own shadow in a dark room. The only lights there are the IR lights from the camera. This was a summer night last summer, and I had cold chills where I would not leave the front desk at all.
Well, and you've only been working here
Not even 2 years. But my family is very sensitive to out of this, I don't want to say out of this world, out of this realm or ghostly interactions. When I was a child, there was a mantle. My parents were playing with the Ouija board in the kitchen. We had an urn on the mantle. It picked itself up and flew across the room and exploded on the wall on the other side of the room. That was the earliest memory I had of dealing with paranormal activity.
So how do you feel working here? Is it annoying?
No, I like working here. It's changed my life in positive ways since I've been here. I've had things in my life now that I've never had before. I like working here. I consider this my hotel.
Yeah.
For the longest time, I was working 7 nights a week at this hotel. Like, this is my pride and joy. I come on my days off and check on my other guard.
Yeah.
So it's...
You're protective of it.
Yeah, very protective. And I feel like she's protective of me in a way. But as long as I'm not in her room.
Okay, interesting. Huh, it's really interesting.
Yeah. You know, I see things on camera that just are weird, are out of place all the time. I'm always getting up and going and running. People think I'm crazy half the time. No, I actually see things that are on camera that I don't know, can't explain.
Wow. So you believe?
Oh, I truly believe. I believe that when she passed, she wasn't supposed to have gone. She was given stuff intentionally. Because she was given stuff that was abnormally pure for her day and age.
Yeah.
Like the coroner says it.
Uh-huh.
She was found clutched next to her bed, clutching a pack of cigarettes. Because she'd come out and got a pack of cigarettes right after she had done her thing and went back and collapsed right next to her bed on the floor. Now, I did my homework on the hotel before I started working here, but I never believed that I'd see as much as I've seen in as little time as I have.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a small time period for what you...
And I have video evidence on my phone and my Google... It's in my Google documents, because I saved the video of that thing in the shadows. And I'm waiting to catch her down there. And it seems to be on nights that I get... Because I have this lady that calls me from Florida and talks to me about her. And she'll talk for hours. And it's always within 1 or 2 days of her calling.
Who's the lady?
I have no clue. It's some lady that's just very interested in her. Like, she calls and talks to everyone at the hotel. She's never been to California. But at the same time, she still knows so much about everything that's gone on. I had one lady come in that was her lighting person for the Ed Sullivan show or something like that she did right before she passed. Or, you know, she was supposed to be 2 days after she passed. And she went in the room and she was just telling me how it was such a trip that she was supposed to do the lighting for this and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know, that's amazing. Like, she's like, and you guys don't, like, pronounce it? This is no roots. We tell people, but
yeah,
we don't do anything special. Honestly, I think the room should be back to the way it was when she passed. Personally, I think it should be, like, memorialized her. But there's also videos of her being at 119 over the pool.
Yeah.
Standing in the doorway drinking there. So.
Would you share a screenshot of your video?
Yeah, can you pull it up? Like I said, I don't know how to do it. be with her, but it's
no, I mean, I am so appreciative that you're talking to us.
This hotel has had a lot of things happening.
Yeah? I would absolutely love that, and I can take your name and we can credit you for it. Like, that would be amazing.
Well, like I said, it's not a video of the entire time, but it is a video that I did take of it, and you'll see that it's the security cameras.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you the still frame of it first. Mm-hmm. Right here in the camera numbers, right there. If you look in that room, you can see a hooded figure that casts its own shadow. Now I was moving the phone around a little bit, trying to get the best video I can. It's not the greatest video, but...
Is it in the right side?
Yeah, the maid's laundry room.
Yeah, I see that.
Now, see, I've shown this to my other security, my supervisors is for the security company,
mm-hmm.
who covered me the night after this video was taken. He flipped out. He's like, I don't want to cover you now. I've shown people this video, and, you know, if you can tell me what it is or you can give me an explanation, please do, because... What I see, and I've looked it on it on a full computer screen.
Uh-huh. I mean, it doesn't even seem like a shadow. It just seems like a smoky blob.
Yeah, but if you look under it and slightly down, you can see it has its own shadow.
Oh, yeah.
Why would something have its own shadow in a dark room? Now, a couple nights later, there was another desk clerk that worked at the time. We were here, and we had the models who stay back in one of the back rooms. One of them came up to the front and goes, did you guys hear the god-awful screams the other night? I'm like, what god-awful? They're like, we heard blood-curdling screams coming from back around the back of the hotel around the other night around this time. And I'm like, no, I didn't.
Mm. Mm. Oh, man. Do you have any footage of the outside?
No, I don't have any of that yet.
Mm, that's pretty spooky, though.
Now, that only happens, literally, I'll catch it on this, and the moment I get up to look, and I'll look back...
It's gone.
It's gone.
Okay. All right. I don't know if I'm glad I missed that or not.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't stay in the room after that.
No way. That's why I was like, hey, just stay over? Which is kind of, you know what?
I can't.
Well, because there's, you know, there's that kind of shrine in the closet of people signing things, and there's like a plaque. There's a thing that's like, hey, thanks for letting us have our sleep over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just like Allison and Amber and, you know, Andrew, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you kids crazy?
I know.
That's terrifying.
It is terrifying. I mean, again, it's like, don't fuck around. This... I don't know. But it's also like the Jew in me was like, but if I stay, I can get a free breakfast.
That 7 to 9 breakfast? You know, when I heard about the 7 to 9, the continental breakfast,
you're
is like
going to come back?
What time did you end up leaving?
Probably around 1:30.
Okay.
It was a late night.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, it's very late.
Yeah.
Nothing good can happen after
11:15. I know. It's a mischief hour.
Yeah.
You know?
So. So next episode.
Oh my gosh.
Is part 3.
This is all leading
to this.
Like, yeah, my mom's story is cool, but this is next.
Yeah, it's when the medium comes and reads the room, which I have never experienced. I'm a skeptic, and it was that's where I started to really kind of freak out a little bit, I think. And we're going to have that audio. There's the video version of it as well.
Yeah.
We're going to do, there'll be a full blog post at ghosttowntravels.com.
You're going to get off on this.
Yeah, there's a little, you know,
I guarantee
I mean? It. Content, baby. It's all about that content. But we will, we won't see you next week because that'd be weird if we could see you.
We'll catch you.
You'll hear us next week.
Yeah, you'll catch us.
For the third and
final
episode.
It's like we're having
episode.
A conversation that you can't participate in.
Yeah, except for be like, I'm going for a walk. I'm in my commute. I'm not even listening to you. Whatever. I don't care.
I don't care.
We just want those listens, baby.
Yeah.
So we will. You'll hear from us next week for
part
three
of
the death
of Janis Joplin.
Don't make me. You can't. Don't shrug away.
I'm gonna end it on that.